Well, the schemes themselves did run into some difficulty, and we were receiving complaints about cross-border schemes. And as you say, they're particularly relevant to those of you who live closer to the border. But it was an issue for people right throughout the country, and indeed not just accessing services in Northern Ireland, but in other jurisdictions as well. So what we found was that the schemes were really being overly bureaucratically administered. So, for example, somebody in Donegal might access cataract surgery in somewhere in Northern Ireland, and they may have a very good neighbour, friend, son, daughter, whoever, who kindly would have brought them to that surgery. And at one stage, the HSE was looking for proof of travel. Now, if you have a good neighbour who kindly brings you there, they're not going to ask you for the money, usually, for the diesel or the petrol, or produce a receipt to you for the diesel or the petrol. So these kind of practicalities. But there were even more difficult issues arising. For example, if a referral letter wasn't properly signed, or if, depending on where the source of the money came from, people were finding that they went, had the surgery done in good faith, resolved their health issue, but then unfortunately ended up in debt.